guffawing. Em probably said it to provoke Ruggles. She couldn't really have thought it. Mickey, the English professor now. If she had called him handsome, there would have been some sense in it. He is splendid. Big six-footer with magnificent muscles, red cheeks and curly yellow hair. I can't see how he can be contented to sit down and teach mushy English literature and poetry and that sort of thing. It would have been more in keeping with the old fellow. There was a rumour running at large in the academy that the old fellow wrote poetry, but he ran the mathematics and didn't make such a fuzzle of it as you might suppose either. Ruggles and I meant to get square with the old fellow if it took all the term, at least we said so. But if Providence hadn't set Sylvia Grant walking down the street past our boarding house that afternoon, we should probably have cooled off before we thought of any working plan of revenge. Sylvia Grant did go down the street, however. Ruggles, hanging halfway out of the window as usual, saw her and called me to go and look. Of course I went. Sylvia Grant was always worth looking at. There was no girl in Frampton.